You know, one of the things that life teaches you, if you live long enough, is what goes around comes around. And what that means is if you, like, do something that's bad to somebody else, that before too long, exactly that is going to bounce back and hit you squarely in the face. So it's why you shouldn't do it, you know. So a really great example of that is when President Obama was giving a talk at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I think it's called. They call it the Nerd Prom or whatever. You know, it's a Washington black tie event where everybody goes. And it was during the whole birther thing, and Trump was sitting there at a table, and clearly the president who was speaking, who gives a speech at this event, was, you know, obviously he was very pissed at what was going on, and so he made Trump the butt of his jokes, basically. Maybe not all of them. But I was watching this, and I thought, this isn't going to turn out well. You shouldn't do this. In other words, you're standing up there, you're the president, he's sitting in the audience, and he can't say a word, and you're up there making a lot of really nasty jokes at this guy's expense, and he's sitting there taking it, because he has to. He's not going to get up and walk out and give you the satisfaction. And he's going to have a way of getting back at you. And, you know, all this went through my head. I swear to God, it really did. I've learned this lesson is that, like, you really don't want to extract this much victory. Another way of looking at it is you let God take care of these things and you stay out of it. You know, you won, Obama, you're standing up there, you're the president. Yes, he pissed you off. He humiliated you. He made you produce the birth certificate, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, you have every right to be upset, but this is ridiculous. And as we've seen, basically, what goes around comes around, and, you know, it really motivated the hell. You have to be careful about motivating your enemies. It's much better to let them be motivated by somebody else, you know, something else. Let them go after someone else. Anyway, so it also applies to DJ Trump, because, and it's actually much more poetic with him, because he went up there and took advantage of the fact that the president can't move. He is the president. He can't step out of the way of this question that you keep asking, you know. The president knows that he was born in Hawaii, and that's the United States of America, and he's an American citizen, and, you know, he knows what he is, and he knows that you're fucking with him, right? So, and so does everybody else, basically. You're using this to get yourself on TV, and you're being a real nasty asshole doing it, right? Well, it's now exactly coming around back at him, because now he has to do something that is the equivalent of producing the birth certificate. He has to admit that he was wrong, that this whole thing that he invented, which is basically the foundation of his candidacy, he has to admit that that was all bullshit. You know, maybe he doesn't have to say that he knew at the outset that it was bullshit, but in the end, he did wrong the president. And he did wrong everybody who voted for him. And the guy was elected twice, so there are a lot of people who voted for him. And he has to apologize to the African Americans, because it's the man up sort of thing to do. I know that was a little sexist, right? It's the adult thing to do, okay? My grandfather had this great line. He said, you pay for your sins. And he was a business person. This was his experience. He shared it with his young grandson, me. And this is what he learned. He said, basically, if you screw up in business, you're going to pay for it eventually. So you might as well pay for it sooner than later, because as long as you wait, it's going to get more and more expensive all the time. Well, it's finally come. The bill has come due. And it's time for Trump to get up and be contrite and say, I'm sorry, you know, I screwed up. And I was wrong, and the president is, in fact, a citizen of the United States. He's a legitimate president of the United States, and I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for ever implying otherwise, and I'd like to apologize to African Americans, because I know how this looks. This is the first African American president, and you all are proud of him, and you're right to be proud of him. You know, it's not just African Americans that are proud. I was very proud, and I'm white. The day that we elected a black man to be president puts behind us an awful lot of shame and ugliness and just wrongness, just wrong. We were wrong. We were wrong as a country. We were wrong because we treated black people as property. And we were wrong that when we stopped doing that, we still didn't treat them as human beings. Yeah, and what better way to right the wrong than to elect the president of the United States who's a black man? And I think you have to admit, all things considered, he's a hell of a president. So this is something that a lot of Americans are proud of. Really, every American has the right to be proud that we have done this. Unfortunately, not every American feels that pride. But it would be a real act of leadership. It would be a rite of passage. It would be something if the presidential candidate of the Republican Party would get up and say, I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Yeah, it's probably not going to happen, but let's at least spend a little time focusing on that. And then after that, let's make sure we get the fucking tax returns, okay? All right. Thanks very much for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.